Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. We're going to go to dipper number three. So we're going to move into this discussion. I just called this whole section shooter because we've learned some things about the shooter or the attempted shooter who hung out at the Trump golf course down in Palm Springs, laid on the site for 12 hours. Secret Service did find him, but the fact that he was able to lay there for 12 hours before they found him is a little scary. Anyway, we're learning a lot about the guy. We're also seeing some strange and unusual events sort of surrounding the fact that there are investigations. There are now multiple investigations, and we also have a new manifesto. That's enough from me. Let me bring on somebody who is who has been in this arena for quite a bit. Jay Towne is a frequent flyer on this show. Jay Towne is a former U.S. attorney appointed under the Trump administration, got degrees from Notre Dame, a law degree from Seton Hall, former JAG officer in the Marine Corps, and he's on the phone right now. Jay Towne, how you doing?
Fine, my friend. Weird times these days. I tell you, I appreciate you having me on, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I appreciate you making time because I know you're out of pocket today. But thank you for making time for us here. But listen, let me just ask you this: there's a weird dynamic. At least it feels weird to me. But you've been in this world as a U.S. attorney, so we've got a situation with the suspected shooter who laid on the Trump golf course. You know, had a plan, had a rifle. Was doing all the things. He's a weird dude. Laid there 12 hours. We have the feds doing their investigation, which I understand. But now Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, has launched a collateral investigation. Is that normal? And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, so, I mean, it is and it isn't. So, I mean, when a lot of times, so federal indictments, federal search warrants, things like that, they move very slowly. They don't at the state and local level. So, and if you're worried about somebody not being detained, he eventually was not given any bail by the federal judge on a couple of gun charges, which is not normal, frankly. I mean, there's not a lot of people that get detained until trial because they have a felon in possession of a firearm charge. But there's all sometimes, it doesn't happen often, but sometimes the penalties at the state level are much greater than the federal level. And when you think about the crime of murder or conspiracy to commit murder, solicitation to commit murder, and in this case, attempt to commit murder, the federal statute's a little bit clunky as it relates to the attempted assassination of former presidents. And it's clunky in the sense, not that it's not a good law, it is, but when you capture somebody during the planning phases, it really does make it difficult at the federal level. So you guys staring out over a rifle, waiting for Trump to come up to the sixth hole, Secret Service engages, and the guy runs away. That's a much more difficult thing for the feds to prove. At the state level, if the only reason or one of the reasons why the murder plot failed, and now it's an attempted murder, is because you were engaged by law enforcement, and this is in the jury instructions in the state of Florida, then it's still an attempted murder, even though you never fired a shot. You had all the intent. Every time he put a round into that magazine, when he pressed the gas pedal to drive from wherever to that spot on the golf course on the fence line there, every time he did any of that, that's the sound of intent. And so the state actually, and you know, attempted murder and murder, there's no difference in the penalties. And you know, at the federal level, they're not great at murder cases because they don't do, frankly, a lot of them. So I can see why, you know, Governor DeSantis, I know him a little better than just colloquially, is doing what he's doing because there's no reason to allow the federal system to negotiate this down to a 10-year plea deal or something like that. This guy never needs to breathe fresh air again. And you'll also note that the district attorney in Palm Beach County, rather, came out and said like 24 hours after the guy was captured, yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to make an attempted murder case. And yeah. I actually communicated with the Governor DeSantis' office and said, hey, here, I prosecuted more murder cases than you and anyone that you're looking at right now. And I can tell you, it's not a hard case. So, you know, and here, and I gave him the statute and I gave him the jury instruction and you know, the proofs necessary. And I think the Attorney General is probably going to take the case from the Palm Beach County District Attorney, who, I mean, within 24 hours is like, yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to make a murder case, yeah. Which is insane to say anyway. Like, just don't, if you're not going to be able to, study it for a little. You don't even have all the information yet, right? I mean, we're still getting Google returns from subpoenas about what this guy was Googling and what he was, you know, who he was communicating with overseas and things like that. I mean, you don't know anything. All yeah. you know is this guy had a gun. I mean, you know the worst part, but, you know, just a very, not a very aggressive approach from a, what I'm sure is probably a fairly liberal district attorney well, down there.
And we had, Jay, let me ask you this before I get to the next point that I want to hit on, but we, on the issue of the concurrent investigations, we did have DeSantis say at one point that he thought it was a bad idea for the sole investigation to be conducted by the agency, which is also prosecuting Trump, the DOJ.
I know. And I get that. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I do. I draw some distinction between agents and agencies.
Gotcha.
You know, and you think about people have a problem with, you know, this because you and I are friends, but I'm friends with Chris Wray, the director of the FBI. So I'm not as critical of him as others would like to be. But I understand why people criticize the agency. But the agents who are doing the investigation, and it's probably the ATF, frankly, they're going to do their job, right? This is a career maker.
Yeah.
If anything. So I, great you point. Know, what Merrick Garland decides to indict is a whole nother thing. So, okay, yeah, this is a high vis case and Maine Justice gets to sign off on indictments. I wouldn't trust that either.
Okay.
Let me
ask you this then. Speaking of Merrick Garland. So, you know, like we had the, I mean, totally unrelated, I get it, but we had the Covenant School shooting in Nashville and the transgender shooter had a manifesto. And to this day, they're still trying to get pieces of that manifesto because they've been withheld from public eye. And, you know, why? We don't know. Well, we got the guy, the potential shooter down in Florida, who had at least some level of a manifesto or a letter, some screed that he put together, and in which he also called for a bounty on Trump's head. And the DOJ chose to make that document public within 24 hours of it being seized or found. And a former Attorney General Barr says that's unconscionable. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree with Bill. It is, I mean, one, it wasn't necessary. The guy was lying in wait like Rommel to kill the former president of the United States and the Republican nominee for president. You know, but for, honestly, some eagle eyes, my eyes wouldn't have caught that guy over there. You know, and he didn't ask for permission to fire a shot, drew his weapon, started shooting at the guy. Good for you, Secret Service agent, whoever you are. You'll be getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom in about 6 months. The idea that they needed this, and one, they could have filed that under seal so that which Jack Smith does all the time. So the DOJ and transparency, this DOJ anyway, give me a break. Honestly, there was no reason for that. And to let everybody in the world know that this guy or maybe Iran or somebody's offering money to commit an assassination of the former president. And maybe there's some more out there. I don't know. I don't go on Reddit, but I'm sure they're talking about it. And it just was so unnecessary to keep this guy behind bars. And if the feds couldn't keep him behind bars, the Attorney General's office would have picked him up inside of the federal courthouse and dragged him to a county jail. And he'd been charged with murder and had a $5 million bond. So, I mean, he wasn't getting out either way. There was no reason for that. And if the feds communicated with the state a little bit more instead of telling them to back off like Ron DeSantis indicated they've been doing, maybe they would have known that and they wouldn't have made this critical error. Maybe it's just amateur hour. Maybe it was intentional. Either way, it was bad.
Yeah. Well, perfect points, and I knew you could summarize it. Man, listen, I know you're at a thing right now, and you took some time out for us, but I want to tell you how much I appreciate it, and we'll have you back on again sometime soon, brother, all right?
Thanks, Phil. Anytime, right, buddy.
Semper Fi. See you.
Semper Fi. See you.
Yeah, that's, so I knew he would. I mean, former U.S. attorney and extremely well connected. He's got the ability to put some perspective on this. That's interesting to me. So here's the summary there. He is not put off by the fact that we have concurrent investigations. He does not see that as being too big of a thing. He said it's a little unusual, but it's not so unusual that it's weird. So Florida and the feds both conducting their own concurrent investigations. Florida may have the ability to move faster on some things because they're not as jimmied up with delays and with ponderous bureaucracy that they might experience on the Fed side. There is that. Then the issue, though, of the DOJ choosing to issue that manifesto. I'll talk about that in more detail after the break, but the bottom line is that was completely unnecessary. In fact, some say that may have actually put a bounty on Trump's head because it's going to inspire people to be bad actors and to pursue the opportunity for another assassination attempt on Trump. This is unprecedented. This is unprecedented in U.S. history. In all of U.S. history, what we're in right now is totally unprecedented. All right, Big Rig, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back, and I got some stuff, man. The shooter. What else do we know? We know several things. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.